And we are bringing the Midday Workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. it is that time that we've all been waiting for. It's Brittany J's Tea for the Hot Day.
Yes, and today, let's talk about Papa Russ, Russell Wilson. So he is officially the highest paid player in the NFL. He signed a he's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
My God. He signed a 4-year extension with the Seattle Seahawks for $140 million. He's guaranteed $65 million. So he set a midnight deadline yesterday to work out a deal with the Seahawks. So he posted a video of him and Sierra in the bed. I'm pretty sure they was naked underneath them covers. But he said, hey, Seattle, we got a deal. Sierra was like, go Hawks. And then Sierra was like, oh, finally we can get some sleep. You ain't about to get no sleep. We about to get some of that $65 million peen. So I don't know. That's what's going on there. Wendy Williams, her husband, Kevin Hunter, spoke out. So he said in a statement, he said that 28 years ago, I met an amazing woman, Wendy Williams, blah, 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 person I truly love and respect unconditionally, booty, booty, booty. Then he says, I am not proud of my recent actions and take full accountability and apologize to my wife, my family, and her amazing fans. I'm self-reflecting and trying to right some wrongs. No matter the outcome, we are still the Hunter family, and I will continue to work with and to fully support my wife in the business and through all the obstacles she may face. I ask that you please give me and my family privacy as we heal. Thank you. Okay. I'm just getting two different stories here. So on the Wendy side, right? So first and foremost, I'm seeing that sources close to the show say that he will no longer be executive producer of the show. So I don't know who you working with, bruh. I don't know who you talking to because your contract is about to be null and void out here. So he won't be around for Wendy's sake. They said he causes her stress and they want to protect her mental and physical health. So Wendy addressed the situation on her show. She said she's moving out of the sober house. She's had her issues, we know, with her sobriety. And she said she has a whole new life that she plans for her and her son. She ain't saying nothing about her husband. And if she was going to mention him, she would mention him because she's done it before. You know this. So she said this is one of the best things that's happening because when you think about your life and what you could be delivering to the world, what else did she say? Oh, here it is. She said this helped her sort out every single compartment of my life. You get what I'm saying? She also said she's on the loose. There was a guy, okay, so there was a video of like Cardi B and there was a guy in the background and she paused and she had him zoom in like, who is this chocolate, you know, bunny? Like, what? She said she's on the loose. So I don't know who Kevin think he been talking to, but Wendy ain't been talking to him. Lastly, T.I. and Kodak Black, so you already know there was issues with them after Kodak said what he said about Lauren in London, like so quick after Nipsey died. So they shared words. T.I. dropped a snippet of a song he's working on. I wouldn't call it very direct. He was just like, that's a public violation, calls for a public demonstration. He said, you get your ass whooped and then maced. Like, it was just like words, okay? You know T.I. good with words. So Kodak Black drops a song called Expeditiously. Now, you know Kodak don't own that word in real life. He got that from T.I. Remember T.I. said it to him? Mm-hmm. Okay, so in his situation, he says, how the hell you calling me out when you know I don't listen? How you tell me what came out my mouth when you don't even know Nipsey? Then he says, Tiny that be ugly as hell. I don't even want Piggy.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's crossing all type of lines right now.
What she got to do with this?
What does she have to do with this? And then he says, how the hell you cancel an N-word and I don't even smoke tobacco? Now, let me tell y'all something about that, okay? Because I think what he did was she tried to do cancer, but it was canceled. So, listen, I think Kodak low-key a poet, y'all. I don't know what's going on. So then he says, mute me when I voice my opinion and I ain't even know it mattered. Jump right on my live and record me. Everything I say be platinum. And he said that they want his name slandered. I mean, first and foremost, by him saying Tiny, he's clearly talking to who he's talking to directly. It's called Expeditiously. In the song, a few times he said tipped. Like, he listen. So I don't know where this is going to go from here. The song actually is trash, but when you read the lyrics, it's kind of pretty.
Took the words right out one more. That was the part I was waiting for. All right.
So that's it for the team.
Wow. Rex, you didn't hear it yet.
No, the song is horrible. But when you just read the weird lyrics, it's like, oh, he actually like could put his word together sometimes. And I chose to read it as opposed to us playing it because you was definitely not going to say what he said. That was why I read it, because I wanted to play it, but y'all wasn't going to get that.
It can't be that bad.
Well.
All right, Biggs.
You underestimate him.
Okay. The look on your face says it all, Biggs.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the tea and the midday workout. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the midday workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.